Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
It's November 4, reading again from New Century Version of the Bible. On this journey to being healthy, wealthy, and wise, we start as usual with health scriptures. Exodus 23:25-26. If you worship the Lord your God, I will bless your bread and your water. I will take away sickness from you. None of your women will have her baby die before it is born, and all women will have children. I will allow you to live long lives. Jeremiah 17:14. Lord, heal me, and I will truly be healed. Save me, and I will truly be saved. You are the only one I praise. Psalm 107:20. God gave the command and healed them, so they were saved from dying. Proverbs 3:8. Then your body will be healthy and your bones will be strong. Matthew 8:2-3. Then a man with a skin disease came to Jesus. The man bowed down before him and said, Lord, you can heal me if you will. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man and said, I will be healed. And immediately the man was healed from his disease. Matthew 18:18-19. I tell you the truth, the things you don't allow on earth will be the things God does not allow, and the things you allow on earth will be the things that God allows. Also, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything and pray for it, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Mark 11:22-24. Jesus answered, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, if you can say to this mountain, go fall into the sea, and if you have no doubts in your mind and believe that what you say will happen, God will do it for you. So I tell you to believe that you have received the things you ask for in prayer, and God will give them to you. Isaiah 53:1-5. Who would have believed what we heard? Who saw the Lord's power in this? He grew up like a small plant before the Lord, like a root growing in a dry land. He had no special beauty or form to make us notice him. There was nothing in his appearance to make us desire him. He was hated and rejected by people. He had much pain and suffering. People would not even look at him. He was hated and we didn't even notice him. But he took our suffering on him and felt our pain for us. We saw his suffering and thought God was punishing him, but he was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we were healed because of his wounds. World Scriptures. Deuteronomy 15:10. Give freely to the poor person, and do not wish that you didn't have to give. The Lord your God will bless your word and everything you touch. Matthew 5:42. If a person asks you for something, give it to him. Don't refuse to give to someone who wants to borrow from you. Psalm 71:21. You will make me greater than ever, and you will comfort me again. Psalm 107:17. Some fools turned against God and suffered for the evil they did. Psalm 107:19-21. In their misery, they cried out to the Lord, and he saved them from their troubles. God gave the command and healed them, so they were saved from dying. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his love and for the miracles he does for people. Psalm 115:14. May the Lord give you success, and may he give you and your children success. Psalm 34:10. Even lions may get weak and hungry, but those who look to the Lord will have every good thing. Psalm 35:27. May my friends sing and shout for joy. May they always say, praise the greatness of the Lord, who loves to see his servants do well. Jeremiah 17:7-8. But a person who trusts in the Lord will be blessed. The Lord will show him that he can be trusted. He will be strong like a tree planted near water that sends its roots by a stream. It's not afraid when the days are hot, as its leaves are always green. It does not worry in the year when no rain comes. It always produces fruit. 2 Corinthians 9:6-12. Remember this. The person who plants a little will have a small harvest, but the person who plants a lot will have a big harvest. But each of you should give as you have decided in your hearts to give. You should not be sad when you give, and you should not give because you feel forced to give. God loves the person who gives happily, and God can give you more blessing than you need. Then you always have plenty of everything, enough to give to every good work. It is written in the scriptures. He gives freely to the poor. The things he does are right and will continue forever. God is the one who gives seed to the farmer and bread for food. He will give you all the seed you need and make it grow. So there will be a great harvest from your goodness. He will make you rich in every way so that you can always give freely. And your giving through us will cause many to give thanks to God. This service you do not only helps the needs of God's people, it also brings many more thanks to God. Other well-being scripture, Joshua 1:7-8. Be strong and brave. Be sure to obey all the teachings my servant Moses gave you. If you follow them exactly, you will be successful in everything you do. Always remember what is written in the book of the teachings. Study it day and night to be sure to obey everything that is written there. If you do this, you'll be wise and successful in everything. Psalm 1:1-2. Happy are those who don't listen to the wicked, who don't go where sinners go, who don't do what evil people do. They love the Lord's teachings and they think about those teachings day and night. Isaiah 51:16. I'll give you the words I want you to say. I will cover you with my hands and protect you. I made the heavens and the earth, and I say to Jerusalem, you are my people. Psalm 5:12. You bless those who do what is right. You protect them like a soldier's shield. Isaiah 61:5-7. My people, foreigners will come to tend your sheep. My people from other countries will tend your fields and vineyards. You will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named the servants of our God. You will have riches from all the nations on earth. And you will take pride in them. Instead of being ashamed, my people will receive twice as much wealth. Instead of being disgraced, they will be happy because of what they receive. They will receive a double share of the land, so their happiness will continue forever. Habakkuk 3:19. The Lord God is my strength. He makes me like a deer that does not stumble, so I can walk on the steep mountains. Psalm 3:3. But, Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God, who gives me courage.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow on Well-Being Scriptures for today. God bless you.